Hey, I'm Godwin Idiavo, and welcome to another episode of GI Nutrition. In this episode, we'll be talking about healthy eating misconceptions that we generally hear in this part of the world, in Africa, and especially in Nigeria. Firstly, what is healthy eating? Healthy eating simply means eating a variety of food in the right proportion that gives you the nutrients you need to maintain your health, feel good, and have energy. But when we come down to this side of the world, when we come down to Africa, and most especially in Nigeria, we find out that there's a negative cloud surrounding the word healthy eating. Many have negative thoughts towards or negative perceptions of healthy eating. Most think healthy eating is eating a bunch of vegetables. Most think healthy eating is just for the rich. Most think healthy eating means taking foods that are no longer sweet, that are no longer enjoyable. But those are not the real idea. But these are the struggles we as nutritionists in Nigeria face most of the times to explain what healthy eating actually is. There are five misconceptions I will be discussing on today, and these misconceptions I have experienced firsthand. I have experienced patients say them. And the first one I'll be talking about, I take interest in because I always hear this word. It's in Pidgin, so I have to translate it. But this is what it says, the person will get money, not in the shop well. And this simply means only the rich can eat healthy. So we often see people who have middle class or low income earners make this word play a front role in your decision making towards healthy eating, play a front role in their decision making towards their own health, and play a front role in their decision making when it comes to diverting to unhealthy eating and diet. Well, your eating pattern should not break your bank, should not cost you money. And it may seem absurd, like, what do I want to buy? Is eating healthy not taking this and that and everything? No. You could eat on a budget. You could, yeah, a lot of things. I don't want to overemphasize on this, but there are some tips I would love to give you when you're eating on a budget. Firstly, plan your meals. I've often found out that if you plan your meals ahead of time, you don't divert to eating unhealthy foods because you know what you want to eat, you have something in mind. So that helps you stay on track to eat healthy. Secondly, cook large meals. This might seem absurd, right? Ah, why are you telling me to cook large meals? I'm trying to save money and you're saying I should cook large meals. This is for families with refrigerators and all. You cook large meals in bulk. Not bulk, but you cook large meals and you keep in the refrigerator. It helps you have a spare leftover for next time. It helps you not go through that stress of recooking over and over again. And this tradition, most of us in Nigeria, we do it. We cook for a week, we cook for a week and so. We put our soups, our stews and whatnot in large plastic bowls and store in the refrigerator. You see, this helps us eat more whole foods. and process. It guides us. Well, I know some people that after this, they still take their meal with every drink, with a drink or a carbonated drink. But this actually really helps. And the third I would love to say is make a list. Many low income earners, I don't think they'll have a time. They might have the time, but they'll resist wanting to do it. Well, it's advisable you make a list. Know what you want to buy, know how much you're doing. A lot of people are doing, even when I was back in school, where I was short on money, I would always make a list. This is what I'm buying, this is how much I have. So it helped me save, it helped me eat more healthy in school. And there are so many ways in eating healthy, but the advice here is, it should never break your bank. Don't let the foods you see on Instagram, don't let the fancy decorative foods, the high beautiful chicken you see on Instagram lead you astray, or the fancy salad you saw on Instagram or on Facebook lead you astray. Eat according to your pocket. You can eat healthy even on a low budget. The second most popular misconception that I have heard of is healthy meals means low fat. Like eating healthy means eating low fat. And I want to explain something firstly. When we go to most supermarkets and we see low fat slapped on many of these foods, like we are always eager to rush. And like, should I say I should eat healthy now? Yeah, let me buy it. But sometimes those foods can be as unhealthy as our roadside food, because while they are low in fat, obviously, it could be high in sugar, it could be high in additives, they could be high in salt. And excess salt, excess sugar, excess additives are not good for your body. Excess preservatives that make it low fat or whatever they use are not good for your body. So would you now place something slapped with low fat over a healthy fat? Because there are two types of fat. There's the good and there's the bad. The good one is the unsaturated fat, the mono, the polyunsaturated, and so on. And the bad fat is the saturated fat, our trans fat we get from all our fatty food, not our usual foods we call fatty foods. So what are the good fats, and can our meal be high in fat? The good fats are gotten from foods like our nuts, walnuts, cashews, our peanuts, our granola that we have here, and even our African pear, our ube, has a good amount of high fat. Sometimes our coconut. So these are things that there are a lot of them I can't mention now, but would you now rather choose these foods or choose foods that are slapped with the label low fat over these foods because you're looking for a diet low in fat? No. You just have to choose your diet right. Make sure your foods are high in good fats, high in unsaturated fats. Checking your label is key to your food label, but if you don't know this food, you could check about them online. You could browse it, or you could ask a dietitian which foods are high in good fats so I can take them more, because fat is also paramount in our diet. third misconception I've heard is that when we talk about dieting, we talk about eating only vegetables, we start letting go of our carbs, start letting go of our protein. What's not true? Like I explained before, dieting is just balancing out them in right proportion of a variety of meals. One should not be over the other. Though it is advisable, you should take a lot of vegetables, enough vegetables while eating healthy. But it doesn't mean your whole meal should contain vegetables. Learn to portion out the sizes between your carbs, your protein, and your vegetables. And learn when to and when not to overeat a vegetable, because there are tons of problems that could happen if you overeat on vegetables. You might start stooling sometimes, or sometimes you can get constipated. Vegetables is a really confusing thing, so do take on the moderation key here while dealing with vegetables. The fourth misconception I've heard is more of a habit than a misconception, because people have actually grown into their traits, hasn't grown into their general behaviors. And this is when people say the word like, I'm currently 40. Why do I need to change my diet? So am I not eating healthy by eating what I take when I was 20, or what I took when I was 20? Is there any need? Or what I took when I was 14 and what I'm taking now? What is the difference? But there are a lot of difference. Healthy eating and nutrition is not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. Because if it was, you'd be eating baby food. But you aren't. And secondly, as teenagers, as people in their early 20s, we usually have this energy build-up, this hyperactive thing. Our metabolism is very high. So we could get away with almost literally anything. We could eat our processed foods and nothing would happen currently then, but it's accumulating, it's causing a build-up which will worsen as you get older. So imagine in your 30s or your 40s, you're still taking high processed foods, your carbonated drinks and whatnot. And you expect it to still delay. No, that thing is going to affect you immediately, because you have been piling it up since you were 19 or you were younger. And some people may ask, well, but what if I never took these things when I was younger? What if nothing has been clouding in my decision? Sure, but it will still affect you. Take it now. Take anything that will affect your body now, and the repercussions are immediate. And I've gotten questions like, well, what should I now eat? Why do you always want me to change my diet? As you get older, it is paramount that you eat healthy. It's paramount for everybody, but most especially for elders. You have to take lower carbs now because your metabolism is slowing down. The way your body breaks food is slowing down. And you have to take your protein because of you're losing protein faster. You're losing more body cells faster. So you have to increase your protein, but you have to reduce on anything red meat. You could start taking your fish, your chicken or so, eating skinless chicken, obviously, eating your beans. There are lots of proteinous legumes out there, but you can start taking healthier drinks now. No one cares about whatever you could do, but there are a lot of smoothies, you can homemade smoothies. There are a lot of juice you could make that could still satisfy that urge of having a high sugar filled carbonated drink. Yeah, so I would advise you start making better choices, because nutrition and healthy eating is not a one size fits all. Finally, what I would love to talk about is relating to what I've already talked about, but I just feel like I should talk about it. When I talk about healthy fat and not, I'll be talking about cholesterol, yeah? And people in this our generation, people in their 30s, people in their 20s, that grew up with urbanization, that grew up with development and all, and the internet, that feels that having a healthy meal means there's no cholesterol. Now we see now we see people eating eggs without the yolk, eating, looking for low cholesterol free this, cholesterol free that. Well, just like I explained for the fat, cholesterols are not bad. There are two types of cholesterols in the body, the high density lipoproteins and the low density lipoproteins. The low density lipoproteins are the ones you should be afraid of, are the cholesterols you actually are afraid of, because they're the ones that stay in your veins, the one that has the capability of clogging your arteries and your heart. While the high density lipoprotein is sort of a mop, sort of a transport mop that mops and sucks up the LDL in the body, the low density lipoprotein, and takes it to the liver, where it is excreted from the body. And there's a ratio that we usually use in the hospital, HDL to LDL ratio. I won't really say it now, but I divert a little. But when we talk about healthy eating, those foods I mentioned about avocados and walnuts and whatnot, and granuts, and even our African pear, I just want to specify on that one. Those are high, most of them are high on LDL. Our eggs are very essential. Even if you take one day, at least four a week, do not remove the yolk. The yolk is high in LDL and HDL. There are studies that like people talk about saying eggs causes them to have heart issues, yeah? Yeah, and lots of studies that have related egg to heart disease, and many of them have come out negative. Most times when we relate our egg to having bad cholesterol and poor heart work, we forget that we ate other things with the egg. Like when we take our egg roll out, the trans fat in the whole round dough could be the cause, but no, we'll blame on the egg. Or when we're eating our eggs with what not kind of frying oil, or whatever kind of frying oil we use, and whatever condiment or even extra food we want to support it with, we don't blame those other foods. Because most of us, we take our eggs with bacon, take our eggs with processed sausages and whatnot, but we still blame the eggs. But yeah, I think I've come to the end of this session, and I just have one advice for you. The advice is try eating healthy anytime you can. Try reducing these foods we call our processed foods, because I firsthand experienced yesterday the old people disease, as we call it, and it was really scary for me, because my grandma was normal, and all of a sudden she started talking with herself. And I remembered in my last episode I had related overload, carb overload, to dementia and amnesia and whatnot. But I still stand with that. But I just want to say, the earlier we start eating healthy, the better for us, the better for our children and our grandchildren who are going to be looking after us in years' time. The earlier we start taking charge of our own health, the better for us. And finally, nutrition is not a one-size-fits-all, as we know. A healthy lifestyle is not a one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one person may not work for you. And what works in your 20s will not work for you in your 30s. There's no one right choice, so you have to figure out what works for you. If you have any questions, you could leave me a message and I'll get right to it. Thanks for listening.